Shalom Aleichem, the Mishnah Yomi pre-recording for Shabbat Ekev is starting chapter 10 of Masechet Zevachim. Kol HaTadir, whichever one is more common, more frequent, mechavero, from its fellow, kodem et chavero, comes before its fellow. Now the Mishnah explains, HaTamidim, the Tamid offering. Now Tamid means all the time, like Ner Tamid, is the candle or light we have going all the time in the shul. And the tamid, the everyday offering, the all-the-time offering, is brought every day, twice a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, as we learned in Bamidbar chapter 28. And there's even an opinion brought in the Gemara that there in Bamidbar chapter 28, verse 4, is the most important verse in the Torah. Et hakeves achad taseh baboker, one lamb you do in the morning, ve'et hakeves hasheni taseh b'bayim, and the second lamb you do in the afternoon. Because this teaches consistency. Whatever we accomplished in the morning, keep trying to accomplish in the afternoon. Whatever we accomplished when we were young, keep working on accomplishing more as you get older. Anyway, back in our Mishnah here, HaTzmidim Kodmin LeMusafin. So the daily offering comes before the Musaf offering, because there's not a Musaf every day, it's only on special occasions. And the Mishnah notes, Musfei Shabbat, the Musaf offerings brought for every Shabbat, Kodmin LeMusfei Rosh Chodesh. Those are brought before the offerings for Rosh Chodesh, because obviously Shabbat is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, we would do the Shabbos offerings first before the special Rosh Chodesh offerings. And Musfei Rosh Chodesh come in the Musfei Rosh Hashanah. And the Musaf offerings for Rosh Chodesh, for the new month, those come before the special offerings for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday that can fall out on Rosh Chodesh and must do so. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, teaching this concept, Milvad Olat HaBoker. Aside from the Ola, the elevation offering done in the morning, that's referring to the Tamid of the morning, Asher Leolat HaTamid, which is the Ola of Tamid, these Tamidim, Ta'asu et Ela. You bring these. So really, milvad, it means after we bring the morning tamid, that everyday offering brought in the morning, then we bring the rest of the offerings. And we'll learn later that the afternoon tamid, the ben arbayim, is sort of the cap-off for the daily offerings, typically. Let's go into Mishnah Bet. V'chol mekudesh mechavero, something that is more holy or more special than its fellow, kodem et chavero. It gets offered in the temple before the other one. For example, dam chatat kodem ladam ola. If there's two kohanim, one is a chatat blood, one is ola blood, the chatat blood goes first. Ibnei shehu meratze, because the blood of the chatat can atone for very serious things, like chilul Shabbat, someone breaks Shabbat by mistake, they need to bring a chatat. So the blood of the chatat applied to the mizbeach is what atones for them. The Gemara points out that people can bring an ola to atone for certain things also, like forgetting to put on their tefillin, a bittul asay, not doing something positive, but chatat really does a lot of tikkun. It really helps, and I'm looking forward to bringing my chatat in the temple, please God, soon. Evare ola, but the limbs of a carbon ola, kodmin le'evare chatat, emore chatat. Those come before the limbs of a chatat, because the limbs of an ola are completely burned. So if both of them are ready to go at the same time, we'll bring the ola first, mipnei shehen kalil le'ishim, because they are burned entirely, whereas the chatat, some parts are burned and some are eaten. The second example, chatat kodem la'asha. The chatat is before an asham, mipnei shedama nitan al arba kranot. The blood of the chatat goes up on top of the mizbeach and is applied to all four horns, as we learned in chapter 5. The aliyasot, and the leftover blood is spilled out on the base of the mizbeach. Whereas the asham, it really is applied to two horns, though we said shnayim sharam ba, two that are four, because it's two horns facing all four directions. Third example, asham kodem letoda le'el nazir, an asham offering comes before in the day to a toda, to a thanksgiving offering, or in the ram of a nazir, v'neshu kodshei kodshim. An asham is considered kodesh kodoshim, and the toda and the nazir are kodshim kalim. Hatoda, the Thanksgiving offering itself, the ale nazir, in the ram of a nazir, kodmin l'shlamim. Those come before a shlamim. Nesha hen necholin l'yom echad. The toda and the nazir's ram are only eaten for one day. Utunin lechem, and they require bread to come along with them. The toda famously needs 40 different kinds of bread, 10 each for 40 loaves of bread, and the nazir needs two different kinds. And we'll learn about this in more detail in Menachot, but one of the amazing things is the Karban Todah has not just the meats, but also 40 loaves of bread. It can be only eaten for one day. So the idea, Chazal explain, is that the person who is bringing the Todah, because they're giving thanks that they were saved or they were healed or they were rescued, and you can't eat 40 loaves of bread yourself, don't try it. So they bring all their friends and their family, they bring everyone in to celebrate that Hashem saved them, healed them, redeemed them, and, you know, you have to eat it all in one day, so you get all the friends together to celebrate in Yerushalayim that they're bringing the Todah. Fifth example, Shlamim, a Shlamim Afrim Kodmin, the Bechor, comes before a firstborn animal, Bibnei Shehen Teunin Matan Arba, a Shlamim needs blood on all four sides. Now really it's two opposite corners, facing all four sides, usmicha, and the owner of the offering needs to lean on the shlamim animal before shchita, nesachim, and it also comes with libations, really meaning flour and oil and wine poured on the mizbeach, utznufa, chazeh v'shok. And the shlamim also requires the waving of the chazeh, like the front of the chest of the animal, v'shok, and the thigh of the animal. And the bechor does not require these things, so the shlamim has more going on there, so it will be brought earlier in the day than a bechor. Yashar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.